It's 8:55, 13 degrees here at our WIOL studios. And on this Wednesday morning, we check in with Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. And Bill, what are you seeing in the markets here so far this morning?
Yeah, Brian, it looks like kind of a mixed price action this morning. Yesterday's USDA supply-demand numbers were pretty much as expected. The generally short position of the funds continues to lend support at times, but we continue to wait and see if they are willing to extend their short positions or choose to cover them in the opportunistic way. As we see prices this morning, corn seems to be mildly defensive. March corn down about a half at 3.60 and a half cents. May is down three quarters at 3.65 and a quarter, and new crop December 3.83 down a half. Looking at the soybean complex, just slipped into negative territory. March beans down three quarters of a cent at 8.62 and a half. Meals down about 90 cents a ton at 2.62.20. And oils down, up about six ticks at 30.76 cents a pound. Looking at the wheat market, a little bit of a plus sign there. March Chicago wheat, 460, up 2.5. July new crop, 468 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. Kansas City March wheat, up 2 cents at 447. And Minneapolis wheat is up about a penny and a quarter at $5 even. Hog market looks like it's going to be on the plus side, and cattle market looks like it's going to be mixed. Crude prices, currently down about 17 cents. And we've got the dollar a little bit on the plus side. It's interesting to see that the wheat market is positive with a positive dollar. Export news this morning from the USDA's overnight reporting system showed a sale of 243,000 tons of new crop corn sold to Japan. On our daily visit to the volume and open interest figures, this morning shows corn open interest surged about 27,000 contracts on a volume of 512,000 contracts yesterday. That's a big number for volume. This appears to be additional selling because the market finished modestly lower, but we have to keep in mind that for every new seller, there is a buyer. In our view, the commercial is probably moving towards ownership while the funds try to extend their short positions. Historically, the commercial tends to be the stronger hands. Soybean open interest was up as well to the tune of about 11,000 contracts. Market action was not overly definitive here, but the charts suggest the downside is limited for the time being. Wheat open interest also surged higher to the tune of about 13,000 contracts. In light of the increase, pretty much trickled down to the bottom line for the world stocks number. That's probably going to weigh on the wheat market over time. FYI, South American soy numbers were unchanged, but Argentina's soy production was raised about 1.5 million metric tons. We expect to see some transition of export business to South America, and we're also kind of anticipating or waiting to see if we start seeing some cancellations for the U.S. market. That would probably put a negative tone in the soy complex. Looking forward to the producer side of the equation, we prefer to reward rallies or bounces in the market and for both old and new crop. Also, looking forward, last but not least, I should say, will be the Capitol Hill testimony of the Fed chairman about the Fed posture going forward. Expectations are for rhetoric about additional interest rate hikes going forward this year, but we also are mindful that the stock market has not been very well postured for this, and every time they seem to talk about interest rate hikes, the stock market seems to take a hit. That's about all I've got, so everybody have a great day and try to stay warm.
All right, Bill. Thanks a lot for your tips today. We appreciate it.
Very good. Thanks, Brian.
That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us for a look at the commodity markets here on this Wednesday. And looking at Wall Street here in the early going, the Dow up about 58 points at this hour, up at 16,072. The S&P is up 17 points, and the NASDAQ is doing well so far, up 66 points in the early going. Mostly sunny skies in your forecast so far today. Increasing clouds this afternoon, the high 18 degrees. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, and wind chill readings will range from 8 below to 2 above zero. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, the low 7 above zero. Mostly sunny skies for tomorrow, the high 21. Partly cloudy tomorrow evening, turning mostly cloudy overnight tomorrow night, the low 11. Mostly cloudy, a bit warmer, and a chance of snow in the forecast for Friday, the high 26 degrees. Will be colder again for the day on Saturday with a high of 15 degrees, and Sunday up to 24 with a chance of snow showers. 13 degrees right now. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org.